Gun violence strikes another church. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey reacts to a deadly shooting at a church near Birmingham, saying this should never happen in a church, in a store, in a city, or anywhere. Police say that a gunman opened fire inside St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Vestavia Hills, killing two and injuring one, the faithful immediately reacting.
It is shocking, but the one thing that we know is that St. Stephen's as a church is a community that's built on love and prayers and grace, and they're going to come together. But we also know that this community of Vestavia, people of all different faiths, are coming together right now to pray, to send thoughts, to hope for healing for the people that are at the hospital, praying for the law enforcement officers.
Reverend Kelly Hudlow with the Episcopal Diocese of Alabama. The suspect is in custody. In Washington, Democrat and Republican senators are at odds over how to keep firearms from dangerous people. Negotiators are trying to finalize details of a gun violence compromise for a vote next week. The January 6th committee's third day of public hearings revealed how close the mob came to finding then-Vice President Pence. Congressman Pete Aguilar questioning Pence's former chief legal counsel, Greg Jacob.
Approximately 40 feet. That's all there was. 40 feet between the vice president and the mob. Mr. Jacob, you were there, seeing that for the first time. Does it surprise you to see how close the mob was to the evacuation route that you took? The 40 feet is the distance from me to you, roughly.
I could hear the din of the rioters in the building while we moved, but I don't think I was aware that they were as close as that.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Newly released video shows this week's fatal shooting of two police officers in El Monte, California.
The video reveals the chaotic scene police officers were up against. Investigators say the shots in this video went from inside a motel room to a parking lot. The two El Monte, California police officers later died at the hospital. The suspected killer, Justin Flores, died on the scene. And we now know Flores never should have had a gun in his hands when he allegedly killed the officers because Flores was a felon, previously convicted of burglarizing his grandparents' home. And after that, in 2020, he was charged with possession of meth, a gun, and ammunition. Those newer felony charges could have landed Flores in jail for years. But under L.A. District Attorney George Gascon, Flores essentially walked, given 2 years probation.
Fox's Matt Finn. A defeat for prosecutors in the college admissions scandal. A federal jury decided Florida investor Amin Khoury was not guilty of bribing a Georgetown University tennis coach to get his daughter into the school. The Golden State Warriors grabbed their fourth NBA championship as they downed the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6 of the finals with a big help from MVP Steph Curry.
Six assists for Green. Curry a long three. It's good! Steph Curry from way downtown! Some Curry chaos here on the third!
That call Thursday night on ESPN. And a concession to justice for freedom riders in North Carolina 75 years after the fact. Legendary civil rights leader Baynard Rustin and three other men who were sentenced to work on a chain gang after they launched the first of the Freedom Rides to challenge Jim Crow laws will have their sentences posthumously vacated on Friday. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.